hope that title didn't scare you, because no, I am not planning on ending the Eracast. But I have changed my personal podcast listening habits. Wondering what they are? Here's your show. Episode 312, No More Podcasts. This is the Eracast for the week of February 23, 2020.
From Eracast.com. Eracast.com. Welcome to the Eracast.
All right, thanks for listening to the Eracast. I'm your host, Eric Larson. That phone number I have to pause and think. It's 701-645-3742. The listener feedback line still waiting there, like listening for you. I don't know. It's probably not actively listening. It really only kicks on when you call, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I'm a little bit out of practice. It has been a wild few months, especially the past couple months. Heading into December was hard enough, but this has really been something. So here's the deal. If you are an Eracast listener because you know me through work, then you probably know the universe of work that's going on. And if you want to just, you know, shoot me an email and say, hey, let's grab lunch at Scooter's, Tex-Mex Burger, best burger there, pop over to T's, etc., I'd be happy to just sit down and fill you in, because it would be kind of interesting. And I would find out who's listening around work, because I'm always surprised at the number of people who pop up and say, hey, you know, you mentioned such and such. So it'd be an informal listener count there. Let's see. If you know me through church, past or present, you also probably know a variety of things that are going on in that world. And I would be more than happy to chat with you about that, probably over coffee or something. That'd be kind of fun. I would enjoy that. And if you are one of the various miscellaneous listeners that I have out there, well, the ones of you that I know about, you know me through Facebook. We're connected there. So you could just reach out on that or check in, you know, hey, you know, Facebook, which actually has chunks of theological things and work-related things. So you've actually probably seen some of the conversation there. And if you don't fall into any of those categories, then you really, you're kind of off in the weeds listening to the Eracast. And I appreciate that. But at least pop up and give me a call at 701-645-3742 and let me know what you're thinking. But one huge perk that I have at work, I am not going to look this gift horse in the mouth, because it's not a gift horse. It's a gift iPhone. Way, way, way back in the days when we had pagers, like the old, you know, pagers with the LCD screens always clipped to our belt, and we'd set up email forwards so that anything coming through our ticketing system that was a high priority would automatically get forwarded to the pager. And then you'd have to find a computer to log in at, because you were lucky if you had a Palm Pilot that you could occasionally sync your calendar up to, but those were the days. Anyway, way back to that time, we have been provided with some sort of personal portable technology, which is interesting. It's kind of a digital leash. It's nice to have it. I'm not complaining about it. It's the reason I have an iPhone, and prior to that, a BlackBerry, prior to that, a Dell Exim, and then prior to that, the Palm Pilots. But I never had a Palm Pilot that had any wireless type access to it, so I always have to go back to the desk and sync it up. But people have occasionally asked over the years, you know, hey, how can you do all this technology stuff and have, depending on how you count, you know, basically flat employment levels over, you know, many, 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 many years? And I'll tell you, the answer is things like BlackBerries and iPhones and stuff. So we're kind of always on. And the perk is that you get something cool that's useful for the rest of your life. The corollary, it's like, why are they just, you know, heaping free things on you? Because you're sort of always accessible. And then some people say, oh man, that would be awful. Why don't you do that? You know, why don't you drop that? Why do you do that? But honestly, I would rather get the email on a, you know, Saturday afternoon that somebody's having some quirky problem with one of the systems that I'm related to, and I can just send a quick note back and say, hey, have you tried this? And they say, oh, great, okay, that's good. then to come in on Monday morning and on top of all the other stuff that I had planned and all the, like, the big stuff that came in, is to have that kind of lurking around, and you're like, oh, man. You know, if I just had a way of knowing that on Saturday when you had the problem, it would have been really easy to just fix that, and you would have been off and running and would have been a happy camper doing your work over the weekend. So I don't mind that I'm kind of always connected to work, because that's sort of how things work now, and it's get stuff done. And it means that I have a fancy iPhone. So we actually coasted for a while on the iPhone 8, but as of a couple weeks ago, I now have the iPhone 11. And we had a choice. I forget which ones those were, but what they do, and this is really super clever, they figure out the resale value on the old phones and then kind of hit the contract year. It's sort of like trading in your car just before it turns over to 100,000 miles, because that's, you know, when the psychological value really drops, is they do the phone trade-in thing before the one-year mark. And so the numbers kind of work out that you can kind of get the maximum value for the old phone, and then you get new current technology, so you're not struggling with something super old. But for a while, we were doing that with the iPhone 8s because the pricing just didn't make sense. And this year was the first year where the choice was, okay, you could have an iPhone 10 such and such with 128 gigs or the iPhone 11 with 64 gigs. Couldn't have it with 128 gigs because that was a lot more money. Like, it's kind of where the pricing worked out. And I thought, you know what? I want the new one. I want to check that out and see how that does. So I've got an iPhone 11. Interestingly, I have not done as much photography in the past couple weeks as I thought I would, with the fancy schmancy, like, 8 cameras pointing different directions, like a compound eye or something. I haven't done that too much, but by going with that particular phone, it meant that I didn't have the extra memory, that storage that would have all the podcasts filled up on it. I had over 100 hours of unlistened to podcasts saved up. And I've always been a digital pack rat, so that's probably not too surprising, but it's also really useless. I'm like, I'm not going to take a week off and just sit around doing nothing but listening to podcasts every waking hour. I can't do that. So I declared podcast bankruptcy. I made note of the ones that I had been subscribed to, and I did not reinstall Downcast when I set up the new phone. Yeah. That's kind of a thing. Now, I eventually then did reinstall it and added one podcast to it, which is a sermon series from our previous church, because I wanted to stay up to date on that. And that was the easiest way to just kind of get that automatically. And now I should resubscribe to the Ericast, assuming it's still in the iTunes directory. I should probably, you know, I'm going to check that live to hard drive. I'm going to check that right now and make sure that folks can listen to this. I'm going to click on Downcast. I'm going to hit add. I'm going to search for podcasts. And I'm going to type in E-R-I-C-A-S-T search. Let's see if I'm there. I am. That's good. Because in the past, now, is it coming? Are we coming up on 14 years? 14. Because we started Collective We. Majestic We there. We started in 2005. So that means our first birthday was in 2006. So I think I'm so bad. Am I 14 or 15? I cannot do this math thing. Okay. So this is, okay. Sorry, but this is stupid, right? So if we were one in 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 2015, we turned 10. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. We're turning 15. Oh, wow. Is that right? That can't be right. Is that? Someone double check my math and let me know. 701-645-3742. Yeah, our first podcast episode was in March of 2005. Yeah, boy. Getting old. You're getting old too. You're the one listening to this. Come on. Wow. Anyway, so I have, at least for this stretch here, and we're now, I mean, almost a couple months done with 2020. And I guess I decided to call it 2020 instead of 2020, but we're several weeks into 2020. And I've been kind of podcast free, a belated New Year's resolution. And I guess that's been fine, though I will admit, granted, the Ericast has kind of become the health chronicles of Eric. I'm very sorry about that, but usually something's going on, and that's when I record episodes. Sorry. No coronavirus. I'm doing fine. But I did get hit by some cold or some... wasn't the flu. I got a flu shot. That doesn't feel like flu either. Just that lingering head cold, chest cold thing. And I don't have any symptoms other than just being really tired. And I don't, it's not like tragically bad. Oh no, there's something horribly wrong with me. Though, if this is the last episode ever of the Ericast, you'll find out that there was something tragically horribly wrong with me. But I think it's just, you just get run down, over the winter, the winter in Minnesota thing, who knows? So, lots of sleep. That's been my hobby and pastime for the past 2, 3, 4 weeks is, yeah, I'm gonna go take a nap, but not tonight. Tonight, recording an episode for you. So that really is, that's what I had. I just wanted to check in. I keep promising I'm going to do more episodes, and I don't know how, what'll happen will happen, right? You know? But if you got any feedback, let me know. You know the number, I've already mentioned it, so I won't even mention 701-645-3742 again. I won't even mention the fact that 3742 spells out Eric, E-R-I-C, easy to remember, but you already remember it, so that's great. I'd love to check in with you. Yeah, if you know me personally, I'll buy you a coffee. I'll buy you lunch or something. We can. That's how you know that my audience is not as gigantic as you thought it was. The fact that I can just afford to just buy my listeners food. Yeah, because it's like you and a couple other people. But hey, you're here. I appreciate that. So take that as an encouragement. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ericast from Ericast.com.
Visit us at www.ericast.com.